You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the urban sports scene.
I'm not going to mess with you. Let's get into our tradition, the free game. Don't do that joke to me, Ray. What's up, Ray Jeezy? You listen to Urban Sports Saying Wild. I hear my boy Ray Jeezy. What's good, bro?
Happy belated Memorial Day.
Happy belated.
I brought you a token of the weekend experience for me, a patty pie.
Oh, the sweet potato pie?
It's a patty pie.
That's what's called, a patty pie?
Patty LaBelle, yeah. You never heard of that?
No, I never had that.
It was trending a couple years ago. Some guy put her out there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She was. She was Uber. Yeah, she was kind of.
Uber.
Uber. That means, that's like extreme. You know what I mean? Like Uber. Like, he's Uber awesome. That means very awesome.
All right.
You're not feeling
that,
are you?
So you say,
you're not feeling that, are you?
You are listening.
You are.
Why did you do that intro?
I had to change it because you just fried me before we started. You were fried before we started.
I didn't even say you
are listening to the Urban Sports. It's like you are listening live.
You are live. This is the Urban Sports.
You darn right it is. This is the Urban Sports again. You are listening to the Urban Sports.
There you go.
Why do you have to fry me? I don't even say it that way. I don't. Like, I really don't.
I have so much evidence. All we gotta do is Go back to an old episode and listen to a couple old episodes.
We could do that, but guess who's the producer?
I got you.
Again, listen to Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy. Will T is out. You know what? You and Will T are like Martin and Gina.
The last season.
What was the last season?
We've had some shows together lately.
You have, but it still is like this. It's like different. I wonder who I would be on Martin. You guys would be Martin and Gina. I guess I would be Cole. Or Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy. You got
probably
bald
Tommy.
Head.
Bald head, dark skinned dude.
RIP Tommy. Loud laugh.
That's dirty. You don't have to do that.
Tommy got the loud
he
laugh.
He does, but you know I hate my laugh. That's dirty.
Let's get it popping.
That's messed up, man. Real people do real things, man. I took your quote, though, and I'm trying to run with it, though. I've been using your quote playing basketball.
That's from an old song.
Huh?
It's from an old song.
It probably is, but it's the realest quote saying ever, dude. On like podcast, radio.
I'll keep it.
Take it, man. You need to copyright that thing, bruh. You're just not feeling that either, huh?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet. Anyway, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. At 8:20, we'll discuss the different storylines of LeBron James and KD winning the NBA Finals. At 8:30, Bryce Harper got into a fight on Monday with the San Francisco relief pitcher Hunter Strickland. We're going to discuss who won that fight. At 8:40, we're going to discuss what John Wall said about Kelly Oubre deserving more playing time. We're going to discuss if Scott Brooks, you know, dropped the ball or not giving Kelly Oubre more playing time. And at 8:50, Tiger Woods had a DUI over the weekend.
It was not a DUI. Suspected DUI.
He didn't drink, but they call it a DUI. I mean, he got arrested.
Still under the influence
of
something.
Yeah, under the influence. But he got arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, on suspicion, like I said.
We'll debate who's ESPN 30 for 30.
Worst mugshot ever.
I know it was. Whose ESPN 30 for 30 documentary will be more intriguing, Tiger Woods or RG3? That's going to be a fun one. I like that one. You know, that's really very
real people do real things. Exactly. That's an urban sports scene topic.
It is. It really is. Anyway, game one of the NBA Finals starts Thursday night. What do you expect in game one?
In game one?
Yeah.
I expect that both teams will come out with a lot of energy based on the amount of rest that these teams are getting. I expect there's going to be a lot of trash talk because so much buildup for this first game. It's been a lot of buildup, I should say. Draymond Green saying they want to annihilate the Cavaliers. Kevin Love even talking now, saying, okay, they got us. You got the two coaches who coach together. And Mike Brown. Yeah. I know Mike Brown wants to stick it to LeBron, even though he's not going to say it. I think he definitely wants to win. It's a lot riding on this, third straight.
Yeah.
Matchup between these two teams. So I expect it to be high energy. I expect it to be close. But I think Golden State will pull away in this one and win by double figures.
In game one.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm with you. I do think there's a lot to, you know, Mike Brown, the whole Mike Brown dynamic, right, with, you know, LeBron James and whatnot, knowing that, you know, he got fired from Cleveland for not getting him over the top. And then you have LeBron James. You have the storyline with LeBron James, knowing that, you know, this team could build his legacy. And then Kevin Durant. I mean, to me, we always talk about LeBron James has so much pressure in every, you know, NBA Finals or every series. Kevin Durant, the pressure's on Kevin Durant. You came here to win a championship, not to come in second place, but to win an NBA championship. Because you joined a team that was that won 73 wins last season.
Right.
Yeah, you joined
the team. So he needs to be the difference.
You got to be a difference maker. You have to put this team over the top. If you don't beat LeBron, what's to say about Kevin Durant?
As I've been telling people, he should be. Think about it. Harrison Barnes last season had a rough NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And you now stick KD in that spot. And look, really, if it wasn't for a Draymond Green suspension, it's debatable. But we're looking at another Golden State championship without him. So there's no reason why Golden State should lose. Although, I guess we're going to talk about this later. I'm picking Golden State to lose in seven.
To lose in seven?
Yeah.
Wait, we're going to talk about
because
that.
I think LeBron is just – I think he's the difference maker in the league. Actually, did you see that recent – I don't know. Was it an article where LeBron was placed on – maybe it was in 2K, the video game. He was placed on each team and they simulated seasons. And almost all NBA teams except for two made it to the playoffs with LeBron on their roster.
Except for the two. Heavy Brooklyn.
And they had the Knicks winning it with LeBron on their roster.
It was like Brooklyn.
It may have been Brooklyn and somebody else. I don't remember the two teams, but it just goes to show you that LeBron James is that important. LeBron James is now starting to speak a little bit more about his legacy, which I like. You know, eight NBA Finals, four with two different franchises. Mm-hmm. His legacy is cemented. To me, if he wins this, you place him above Kobe. You know, I've been saying for...
I think he's already above Kobe.
I mean, I've been saying it for the last two seasons, but from a national media standpoint, or just looking at fans at large,
you can't deny that he's
ahead of Kobe on all time greats list.
And we'll talk about that too in detail in terms of legacy. But yeah, in terms of what you were referring to, I just think that, like you said, LeBron's a difference maker in this finals period. In game one, I expect him to do that. I expect him to set the tone. Game ones are pretty much, to me, they're very vulnerable for any, you know, if you're a road team. And I feel like if Cleveland's to win this series, they got to take game one. And I just feel like they play enough basketball. LeBron James is playing a high level. And honestly, you got Kyrie Irving over the last couple games for the Cleveland Cavs. It's now has found his game. Add that into Kevin Love's aggressiveness. I actually expect the Cleveland Cavaliers to take game one. Game two, I do expect them to lose game two, but I expect them to win game one.
You might be right. I just feel like Golden State once they overcome, especially Kevin Durant, the nerves in the very beginning, mm-hmm. I think they'll pull away in the second half with the home crowd behind them. See, the thing is, you got Curry, who also had a bad series in the championship
last year. Who's going to be motivated,
right? Right, and then you have KD, who's going to be super nervous. KD is where LeBron was when LeBron went to Miami. He had to figure out how to win. Mm-hmm. He had to figure out how to overcome nerves in the big games. So I'm thinking that he'll grow from this experience. I think Golden State is going to lose this series. So I feel like he'll grow from it. And then once LeBron ages, I think Golden State will stay together for a while and they'll win multiple championships. Kind of it's great in a way in some ways, but then it's tough.
Isn't
because
it?
As sure. No, this playoffs has been unwatchable at times with the domination of both teams.
I think you get what you like. We've been waiting for this. I think this is the matchup that doesn't make the playoffs a disaster because this is what you wanted.
Right. Well that's, I mean? Maybe that's true. I think it's what we expected more than what I wanted personally.
So
like, for example, I feel as though the Wizards would have been a better matchup for the Cavs. You know?
I agree.
I just feel like the playoffs didn't go the way I wanted to see it go. So this doesn't. I don't speak for all fans.
Yeah.
But yes, these two teams, it is an intriguing matchup just because of the history. And then you add in Mike Brown. I think that makes it even more of a kind of a must watch.
I mean, it's part series. Three. I mean, think about it in all the years. I know in our age of watching basketball as youngsters, we weren't around and to study like the Celtics versus the Lakers. But in modern basketball, other than I'd say the closest thing would be like the Bulls Utah. And with back to back years, they played each other. Both and the Bulls won both. This has been like one of the, like to me, the best thing in terms of championship basketball in the NBA. You got a team last year in terms of storyline. You had LeBron James, had all of his players go down the first time they played Golden State, and Golden State won the series. Then you got a team that won 73 games, beat the Bulls record, and then lose to LeBron James. This is the rubber match. This is the game that both teams are healthy. Golden State added a new gun to the game, and Kevin Durant. This is just in terms of playoff basketball. It's the best storyline. I know, obviously, I agree with you. I think the Wizards being in the playing the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals have been great. I think if they would have fought harder, that it would have been more competitive. That's my opinion. I agree with you. But at the end of the day, you got what you wanted, though.
Well, see, I think also it's intriguing because Kevin Durant, to me, evens the score.
Yeah.
No one talks about LeBron teaming up with other stars since he's been in Cleveland. And I think part of that is because Kevin Love has not been what everybody expected.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Kevin Love is no longer considered a superstar.
Exactly.
So it's like somebody referred to them. No, that wasn't. I'm sorry. Well, no, somebody did refer to Cleveland as a big two. And even to me coming in, it was, for me, Love and LeBron were the big stars, not Kyrie. But Kyrie, obviously, offensively, he's coming to that player, that star. Mm-hmm. But, to me, Kevin Durant evens the score. Because Golden State is not a team that was built to be, you know, like a star-laden team. They emerged into that, you know, with the team built in the draft with Draymond, Steph Curry,
Klay Thompson.
And Klay Thompson being at the core of that.
Yeah, I agree.
And even for real, Harrison Barnes, unfortunately, you know, he's not there, but I don't blame Golden State for signing Kevin Durant, of course.
Again, listen to Urban Sports, seeing myself, Wally, my boy, Ray Jeezy. But yeah, I'm with you. I think that Golden State did things the right way in terms of building their team. But at the same time, you look at I think I'm gonna give Kevin Love credit. I feel like going into the finals, he's made it a big three. But Kyrie Irving, I think when Golden State looks at the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're like the big two, because I think they feel that the people that can hurt them are LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
They don't respect Kevin Love.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
And that's why you and I are probably in the minority of individuals who didn't like the trade from Jump Street. We feel like Wiggins would have been a nice fit for LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. It would have been a nice athletic team that would have been very good defensively. Kevin Love is finesse. He's a big man that shoots. We don't like those type of players. a perimeter big man.
Yeah, perimeter base player.
Unless you're a specialty guy like Sam Perkins, you know, why are you out there? I even hate seeing like Al Horford shoot threes. That's a whole nother subject, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole different. Yeah, I agree. I don't like
that. But I think overall what we're saying is it's an even matchup. It's an even matched series. It's hard to give one team the edge because both teams can score in bunches. If you got a J.R. Smith who's hot, to me the Cavaliers are just as lethal as Golden State.
I actually think that the Cavs are deeper than Golden State. I think Golden State's starting five is better though. I think the Cavs are deeper. I think what they put out from the bench, like Deron Williams as a backup, is good.
A lot of people are saying that this has been like a resurgence for him being on the Cavaliers. LeBron just makes people better. I don't think you can really quantify his value. You can't put a number on his value because it's so big. Like look at the people that have struggled elsewhere. Iman Shumpert, Deron Williams recently. Obviously, J.R. Smith.
Even
Kyrie to a degree.
Oh yeah, I agree, Kyrie, because he wasn't winning. It was empty stats because he was the face of that franchise, and they were a lottery team every year.
See, Kyrie is he's the best ball handler in the league, and he's unguardable.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so interesting for me is Steph is like that, but Steph, when he's off, he's just off. Kyrie can go to the basket. He creates his own shot to me better than most point guards.
Steph creates his own shot too, though.
Steph can too, but it's like even a ESPN article recently talked about how Steph made a bad shot a great shot in this league.
Yes, it's true.
And I'm just saying a lot of his shots are not good.
No, they're bad shots.
He shakes people off, but people still have a hand in his face.
My brother has always said this. What's the difference between J.R. Smith and Steph Curry? Because everybody gets mad at J.R. Smith for taking dumb shots. What's the difference between J.R. Smith and Steph Curry?
Steph Curry makes a lot of his.
Exactly.
But it's a difference.
They're all bad shots.
See, here's the thing. J.R. Smith will take a fadeaway three without really crossing somebody. But at least Steph, you know, Steph actually does get people out of there.
Yeah.
He can cross you over. It's just.
It's a crossover to half-court three.
It's just people get a hand in his face at the same time. But you know what's coming. You can't stop it. That's what I love about it. J.R. Smith has been more erratic than anything over the years prior to, you know, his arrival in Cleveland.
No, I think that, like, to me, I'm with you. Like, Steph is a bad shot. He's a bad shot taker. Fortunately, he's a bad shot maker. You know what I mean? That's what he is.
And the thing is, he's hitting game winners, but he always has been like that.
Yeah.
At Davidson, he took horrible shots.
We already know this. We talk about this all the time. But, I mean, I give credit when credit is due. Steph in the playoffs has been unbelievable. But the whole team has been unbelievable. Steph's averaging like 28 points. KD's actually averaging less. But we talk more about KD than we do about Steph Curry.
Is Steph mentally tough? That's my question.
I think he's mentally tough.
We're about to find out.
Yeah.
Because if there's any monkey that's on his back that has been there for an offseason, it's been his horrible final.
Yeah, it was. But he was averaging like 20-something in a so-called horrible final.
Dude.
It's the way it is, right?
And then you say, I'm coming, and you have a bad game. And then on top of that, you got Kyrie hitting a game winner over.
That was it. That's the
ice on the cake.
That's the image right there that he has to kind of live with. And this is an opportunity to kind of, you know, what's the term? His demons. What's the term?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. Conquers demons. I'll take conquerors demons. Whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And so does everybody
else. Exactly. But give me your – you said you got the Cavs in 7.
I got Cavs in 7.
All right.
Because of LeBron James.
Okay.
LeBron James is he's that guy. Four rings, eight title appearances, four back-to-back with two different franchises. That is just unbelievable.
My man –
No, I'm sorry. He didn't go to four back-to-back with two different franchises. This is third in a row with Cleveland. I'm sorry.
He's third in a row.
But it's still seventh in a row overall.
Yeah.
I'm floored by what he's done in his career, man. It's amazing. I'm glad he has, though.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm happy for him, too. I'm
kind of like rooting for LeBron this time, as you can tell.
I can tell you
because why. I feel like he needs to add this piece to, you know.
Well, I think he needs it for the haters, though. On Twitter.
He's still getting hated.
I know. Always, man. On Twitter, my boy Joe said Cavs in 6. I have Golden State in 6.
Okay.
But I'm going to be rooting for Cleveland.
You can't go wrong.
Like, I'm going to root for Cleveland. I'm rooting for Cleveland because I just like you, I want LeBron to win this one. Because we're going to talk about it too. Because I want the narrative. I want to see what the narrative is if he wins the championship.
Yeah. What else can you, first of all,
that's what I want.
We've been talking about this for years. Like, okay, can you really hate on him now? After he won the second one.
They do.
Even though he goes to the finals every stinking year.
Right. They still do.
I mean, granted, the Eastern Conference is weak. That's a criticism I have. Yeah. But to me, it's the Roy Jones theory to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because Boston is a good team.
Yeah.
You make them look weak.
Yeah.
Roy Jones made his competition look better.
That's true. Boston is a good team. They were first in the Eastern Conference, and they beat Golden State in the regular season in Golden State. So, in Oakland. So they are good.
They
are a good team.
But, you know, people can criticize Golden State, too. Kawhi got hurt.
Exactly.
Feel like it might have been a different series.
Exactly. It's about time for a break. When we come back from break, we're going to discuss what would the storyline be if LeBron James or Kevin Durant win the championship. We'll discuss that after the break. Listen to Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. Listen to the Urban Sports here, myself, Wally, my boy Ray Jeezy. Will T is out. And like I mentioned before the break, obviously there's a lot going on with LeBron James, Kevin Durant. These are two megastars. Kevin Durant came to Golden State to win a championship. LeBron James is chasing greatness. What would be the storyline if LeBron James beats Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors? What would be the storyline?
If LeBron James wins,
yeah.
Just like we said prior to the break, LeBron James will continue to cement a legacy that is continued to grow. Just when you think he can't do no more, he goes to it. Well, we knew he was going to the finals. But if he beats a team that added Kevin Durant, that's already a historic team in a 73-game regular season. Come on now. On top of everything else he's already done, and he really should always be in the running for MVP.
Always.
Always. You know, it's just some guys did some historic stuff outside of Cleveland this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Westbrook and James Harden. But he just adds to his legacy. And the thing is, when or if he wins this championship, then you got to put the Cleveland Cavaliers in the driver's seat to win it again next year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who adds what. Now, you got – because you got some stuff going on, rumors about potential trades, Paul George potentially going to the Celtics or Gordon Hayward.
Going to Lakers.
But, you know, Lakers, whatever. It doesn't matter. Although, that's a whole other discussion. Though,
yeah, we so,
because I like Lonzo Ball and Paul George on the same team.
I know.
But the possibility of it. Anyway, but it just builds on it, man. Really, LeBron James is or will be in a discussion with Magic Johnson as one of the best all-around players ever. Michael Jordan, yes, people will say he's the greatest ever. But Michael Jordan was probably one of the best scorers. He played defense.
Yeah.
But LeBron James, he's the most unique talent ever, yeah, because of his size and athleticism and the way he gets it done, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. And the fact that he's gone to this many finals in a row, mm-hmm, without injury, he's played this much basketball since he was 18, and he's had no significant injuries.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just think that, you know, if he does this, we all have to come to appreciation of true greatness instead of hating. Just appreciate greatness. This is a guy, there is so much pressure on this dude when he was in middle school, high school. The NBA is a rookie. This dude was deemed to be the savior of basketball. He was labeled to be one of the greatest players of all time without even stepping on an NBA court. And he's produced. And I think that deserves a lot of credit. We've seen a lot of basketball players now produce the way that we thought they were going
to
produce.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. I mean, does it scare you to some degree, the thought about LeBron James retiring? Like, what would that do to the NBA? Like, what state would the NBA be left in? Will it be Steph's league? Are you okay with the NBA minus LeBron James?
I will say this, and I believe it. If LeBron James retires, people will not talk about the Eastern Conference like they talk about it now. That I believe. I really believe that LeBron James makes it seem as if the East is some garbage. I said the East is some garbage. I don't know what I said right there.
The East.
I know.
Right? Wait, no, I'm sorry.
The East is some garbage. But I think, and to your point, but if he left, you would see teams like Boston. You would have more respect for a team like Boston. You would have more respect for the teams like a team like the Washington Wizards. Those
right.
are two teams.
They would have a chance to make the finals.
You would have more respect because they would compete. And when they played these teams in the NBA finals, maybe they're competitive against the Golden State Warriors. Now we're looking at those teams like, oh, they're decent teams. LeBron James was just that dude. We may have a better appreciation for LeBron James
afterwards. Well, I'm thinking about when Jordan retired and the last time, and it was almost like it was kind of like Shaq's league. Was it Penny's league? You know, Kobe Brown was still.
It was like
kinda,
Shaq's league at the time. Like,
yeah, but it
the first time or the second time?
The second about? Time. It wasn't the same. The first time, of course, you still had the Rockets, who were great. Olajuwon was a big enough star to carry Ewing.
Yeah.
You had enough stars to carry the league. Now, right now, you do have stars. You got the Anthony Davis of the world, who are exciting to watch, who are good young talents. Karl Anthony Towns, John Wall, you name it. There's a lot of good players, but they're not LeBron James.
Yeah.
There's nobody that you can replace him with. And that's my concern. Who's going to be the face of the league? Is it Steph? Yeah, Steph is great, but it worries me. And that just says to me that his legacy is that much bigger than KD's. If KD gets a title, his legacy still hasn't been written because he's a get-wit. That's what everybody's going to say. Oh, he's weak. You know, so LeBron James, it doesn't even compare to Kevin Durant.
I just think LeBron, he's fighting for so much more. Kevin Durant, if he loses, I think he's fighting for a lot more because he loses. He's gonna get a lot of the abuse. Yeah, he's gonna get a lot of verbal abuse.
He will, but to me, you turn to LeBron James because when LeBron lost that finals to Dirk, he got beat up.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're totally right.
He
can learn from it. You're
he
right.
took a beating.
But when I look at LeBron James, you know, and this is the argument. I know everybody want, like, you all right, so you're a Scottie Pippen fan. I think people forget that, like, Jordan, like, had Pippen. Like, you forget that. Like, they act like Jordan did it by himself, and that's all he had. And, I mean, it was all Jordan. And people forget the greatness of Scottie Pippen. We're talking about a guy who was in the top 50 players of all time, was a guy who was a two-way player. offense and defense.
And see, that's a whole nother discussion because Scotty goes to two other franchises and makes them better.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if it wasn't for the Lakers and Scott Dennett, whatever his name is, the ref, Scott Dennehy, Donahue,
no, Shaw. And Shaw, you got to give my man, Brian Shaw, some credit. You see the shots. But that's a whole different discussion.
Nah,
let's not go in detail.
Scotty made teams better, too. Yes, that's my point. But LeBron
beating, I guess it's my thing, the Bulls team was one that was like, they were always the favorites. Right. They were always the favorites. You get what I mean? Like, always.
See, yeah, that's why I did the edge of Jordan. Jordan had like Bill Winnington. He had Scottie Pippen.
But you had three.
He had Scottie Pippen and nobody else really.
But you had three.
Bill Winnington, okay, Bill Cartwright,
you're right.
Craig Hodges.
No, Scottie Pippen
you
was
name
a lot.
His teammates over the years.
No,
like, all right.
You're naming three, but you say that a lot about LeBron James. You gave him three play. No. Look at the Miami Heat. Look at the Miami Heat. It was Dwayne Wade.
Chris Bosh.
All
right, that's enough.
He has Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's a Hall of Famer. Don't diminish.
You can't compare Horace Grant, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Because the problem is you're only looking at scoring. But Dennis Rodman was a star player. Like, he had to check Alonzo Mourning. Did a good job on Alonzo Mourning. Karl Malone. Any big that you want. Dennis Rodman was a lot down defender because he doesn't score 10 points a game. He was a 20. He had 20 boards. No, you were begging, okay, Chris Bosh to get 20 boards.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to diminish the value of Dennis Rodman. Clearly, yeah. he was
an
important component.
Was he an All Star? He was a how many time All Star? He was a great. He's a Hall of Famer. This
and
is
we're
not
talking
a bump.
About a different era.
But we're not talking about
too.
A bump.
This is the bad shot era. This is the 3-point shot.
This is not a bum, though. We're not talking about a bum.
Yeah,
Dennis Rodman is not a bum. I think we talked just
it's,
because
it's
Jordan
a, it's
is
a
Jordan,
tough
we
debate.
Try to do
it's
it.
It's a tough debate.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, and do you look at the bench? Like the Miami Heat, the bench of the Miami Heat wasn't good. Other than Ray Allen, when they got Ray Allen, like, I'll give you that. But it wasn't good. Like, it really wasn't good. Because they couldn't afford good players. They couldn't afford them.
I mean, we could have a great debate, I think, and I could lose. I don't mind losing this debate. And then we could go player for player. Like, would you take Ron Harper or Mario Chalmers? You know what I mean?
I'll take Ron Harper or Mario Chalmers. Ron Harper was a star back. I'll take Ron Harper or Mario Chalmers.
He's a star.
And the Clippers and the Cavs? Yes, he was a star. I will take Ron Harper.
Hold on. See, we throw around this word star too easy. Just like Kevin Love was deemed a star on a bad team.
Yeah, but
he's
Ron Harper was
the best scorer on a bad team.
Ron Harper was a Mario Chalmers was never a
the
scorer.
Clippers?
The
Clippers were horrible.
Look, really, Mario Chalmers over Ron Harper?
No, I'm just saying. You make it seem like it's a no-brainer.
I'm just saying that we can have a discussion. That's a whole different topic too. That's just a whole different topic.
You got Eddie House, you know, versus like Steve Kerr.
Let's talk about this team.
Shooters, whatever.
We compare this team.
I mean, I don't. You the one that took me down that road.
I know.
Because you trying to say like LeBron.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. We could do it to this team. Look at
LeBron,
Kevin Love.
James, yeah.
Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron.
And J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
Come on now.
It's a good shooter. I could go. Look, I could go.
You
right.
At one Steve point Kerr, said J.R. Smith
I
could be considered the best scorer in the NBA.
I totally agree, but unfortunately, he has not looked that real. Look.
You dirty. You a dirty guy. You know that?
It's the truth. I love J.R. Smith.
Nah,
but
see?
Unfortunately.
Oh, come on. You're going Ron Harper a star. That's just
unfortunately.
Hilarious.
Okay, would you say this, though?
That's laughable.
Look, would you say this, though? Has Michael Jordan ever played a team in a championship game in the NBA Finals as talented as the Golden State Warriors?
No.
Even last
I would
year?
Have to look back. Maybe the Suns team he played might have been as talented.
Barkley, KJ, Dan Marley,
Cedric Ceballos.
Cedric was on the team, but Cedric at that time wasn't a 20-point scorer. But he was on the team though.
Harper wasn't a 20-point scorer.
Richard Dumas. No, Cedric Ceballos wasn't even.
Mike Finley.
Cedric Ceballos was a better player with the Lakers
A young Mike Finley.
Mike Finley was on that team. He played with Steve Nash. He was on that team.
I thought he was.
No, he wasn't on that team.
I have to look back. You saying definitely, but you don't know 100%.
I can guarantee.
You're very confident.
I'm very confident.
Which makes me doubtful.
I am totally confident.
Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying.
Now, Dumas was the young player.
Richard Dumas was the young.
That's the young guy. Dumas was the young guy on the team.
We had to
Mark
look back.
West was on that team. I know the team pretty well. And Frank Johnson, who sucked to me, was on that team.
Sir Charles is a beast.
Sir Charles was great that year. He was great.
And see, again, this is a different era because Golden State might have lost back then to some teams based on their size.
I don't know. Well, who knows? That team won 73 games, and they added Kevin Durant. They have four All-Stars. Four. I don't even like Draymond Green, but we can call him four.
I know you don't.
That's four. And he played the Rodman role. I guess you want to say that. He
I don't know. I don't know if Cleveland. I mean, I don't know if Jordan's team saw people as talented as Golden State or not. It's hard to quantify.
It is. It's hard to compare different eras and generations of basketball.
Because, you know, one can argue that Karl Malone is a bigger star, whatever, better player than anybody on Golden State for real. Except for maybe KD.
I don't think he's better than KD or Steph, but that's just me.
Steph?
So. Yeah. That's debatable.
KD?
I don't think he's better than KD.
This is where basketball purists and the baby boomers are going to say, okay, but Karl Malone stuck with his same team, and he grinded. He tried to win a championship.
He stopped the same team. He went to Lakers.
At the very end,
and
yes.
And he still didn't win a championship.
I know. That was
that's
hilarious.
And still didn't win a championship.
But he's a crazy. To think that he don't have a ring, but Antoine Walker does. That's crazy.
Exactly.
But, dude, I don't think it matters. You know, LeBron James, clearly, regardless of – you can say teamed up with people, whatever. Dude, everything he's achieved is still so hard to do. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, but I'm with you when it comes to
and especially his longevity. Come on, man.
But like you said about Kevin Durant, and we're about to go to break. Like, it doesn't really matter with Kevin Durant. Like, if he loses,
he'll be fine. If he wins, he's fine.
Yeah, either way.
I'll be happy for him based on where he's from.
To me, yeah, me too. But I think either way, I'm with you. Either way, he loses in terms of public perception.
Of course.
Yeah, either way, he loses. But anyway, it's time for break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about
Ron Harper is a star. Only on the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, he was a star.
Just like Fat Lever and
he was a star.
All the other people you probably
like. You know what I'm saying? He never caught an L. But Bryce Harper did. What is that at the break? Listen to Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
That was good.
Todd Day was a beast.
Corliss Williamson.
Mama said knock you out. Todd Day was a beast.
All these stars, former stars.
Dog,
you talk about at the time when they played in the
dude,
finals.
Dude, Mario Chalmers. You're comparing him to Mario. You know he was. He was a set shooter, and that was it. At least Ron Harper strapped and could get you a bucket every once in a while. Mario Chalmers relied on
Ron Harper played on a bad team.
Man, you're shorty. Listening to Urban Sports Save. Myself, Wally, my boy Ray.
Yeah, we're talking about fights now.
We'll tease out. Yeah, we're talking about fights now. We want Mario Chalmers.
Nobody took a loss in this fight. It was a few punches thrown. I don't even know why we're discussing it. Like I said, Batista took an L last year. That's a loss.
Batista?
Rest in peace.
Oh, Batista, yeah.
To the
Blue Jays, Batista.
Yes. Yeah. Rest in peace to that pitcher who took an L to Manny Machado. He died. But that's an L. I can't think of his name right now. What's his name?
Who you talking about?
The dude Manny Machado beat up that died in the car accident over the summer.
Oh, a while ago. Oh, Ventura.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's my dude. Yeah, rest in peace. I like Ventura too. I like him. Either Manny did get into him, but I like Ventura.
That's a loss. Bryce Harper didn't take an L. Bryce Harper actually stood up for himself. He could have threw his helmet, but he fought straight up. That's what I like about
it. I think he took a little L. Like a little bit.
He got hit with the first punch. Bam.
He got caught. Like, I think he got caught. Like, kind of so. You don't think he got caught?
They both caught each other with two good. It was two good punches, and it was over.
He caught him with two, and Bryce caught him one.
Yeah, but the second punch that Bryce took wasn't really. It didn't really do anything.
And we're talking about the Bryce Harper getting a fight with San Francisco.
Everybody is bringing up the history with these two guys. Bryce Harper took him. He took him yard two years ago. Yeah. In the playoffs. So what?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
Is that a reason to throw to
And the Giants won the series.
Somebody?
And the Giants
right,
won the
exactly.
series.
Right, exactly. That doesn't.
And the pitcher we're referring to is Hunter Strickland.
Sorry.
You're okay. You're fine. I think it's hilarious that you can hold on to a grudge that long. You know, I don't think exes hold grudges that long. Like 2 years? Can an ex hold a grudge like that? A 2 year?
Maybe grudge? There's this underlying
resentment,
hatred, or resentment for Bryce Harper. Because I think he was voted most overrated player at one point.
At a time, not this year though. Right?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. At a time.
And you know, at one point there were discussions about him going to the Yankees, and now yeah, Machado still, might go to the Yankees, and
Bryce still may go to the Yankees, supposedly.
But
the 1 year deal doesn't change anything yet.
Again, I like Bryce's passion. That was one of the best things.
That was
one of his best attributes for me was, you know, like the Legion of Doom paint, just his passion. You know, I love people who are emotional.
Yeah, she showed emotion.
Fits the bill. You know, I wish he would I wish that he would have handled it differently because he's suspended 4 games. But
yeah, he
let it go. But you know what? He stood up for himself. Dusty Baker had his back, which was great.
Yeah, like Ray mentioned, Bryce Harper was suspended for 4 games, and Strickland was suspended for 6 games. No, I'm glad. I'm with you. He showed passion. And like you said, Ray, he could have threw the hat at him. He played it off, though, and he didn't. So, yeah.
Now, seeing his fight, do you think he had a chance against Papelbon?
Yeah, I don't think Papelbon's about that life for real.
Papelbon kind of choked him out. Now, that's where he took an L.
He choked him. But it was by surprise, though.
Now,
that was a move of surprise. That wasn't a move of knowing it was going down. When you're charging someone,
that's difficult to do. You got to be ready to take a punch.
No, real talk.
He ate his punch and he caught him.
I feel like when he charged, he's vulnerable. He's the vulnerable one.
Right.
Not the pitcher.
No.
He's the vulnerable one.
The pitcher's in the stands.
He's in the stands already. So to me, he brought it to the pitcher. I have more respect than that than Papelbon going at Harper, because Harper didn't expect to be choked out. Like, you couldn't tell that was going to happen.
No, he cussed him out on the jump.
And he did.
What did Bryce say? Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
He knew something was about to go down.
But he knows he's going to get choked. You can dodge. You know what I'm saying?
See, Bryce is in the locker room with him every day. Maybe Bryce knew he didn't want
that work. He ain't want that work.
That's what I'm
saying. Maybe. I mean, he does. Papelbon does, like, can't dance. He has, like, the little Boston
if Irish anything, though, dance thing. Bryce Harper, his respect level just grew. It just grew. If you didn't have respect for him before, it adds to his resume. He could put down his resume. Now, he charged the mound to fight somebody. That's a first.
He charged the mound. But when you want to knock somebody, knock them out, though?
I feel like it can't be Odor. Odor, yeah. He's got the punch of the decade. I can't remember somebody outside of Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson getting stole by who? Stackhouse? Was it Stackhouse that hit him?
No, you're talking about Kevin. No, what's that guy
stole? Greg Anthony hit Kevin Johnson. I think that's the hardest punch I've seen in sports.
You serious? KJ got hit by Greg Anthony?
You don't remember that?
No, I know the fight. No, I'm going to tell you one of the best two pieces I've seen. This is great.
Chris Childs and Kobe?
No. Oh. That's not one. It's going to sound jacked up. Stackhouse gets Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah. He got Jeff Hornacek.
Kobe one was more satisfying one to me. It wasn't like the best one. Because, again, that was a sneak attack.
It was kind of funny. No, it wasn't.
It was a sneak attack, John.
They were elbowing each other. I watched it recently.
Yeah, you're right.
Kobe was right in front of him. Even Shaq knew what Shaq said is Harper. Shaq was like, a grown man getting in two-piece, you know. And Shaq knew. He's like, that's tough for a grown man to get punched like that.
You don't think it was surprised a little bit? Kobe
was right in front of him.
Yeah, Reggie Miller with a Reggie Miller joint.
It's in certain fights where you know
it's
this guy
down.
Doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Ron Artest didn't want none of Ben Wallace. He didn't.
He didn't want it. You're right. You're totally right.
He's talking about he wanted to thrust me.
He didn't want that. He didn't want that work. You're totally right about that.
And now that I've seen Ben Wallace in person.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace, you know, I saw him at a carryout around here, Danny's, with his brother.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He used to be one of those Wizards players who wasn't popular, very popular at the time.
Yeah.
He would just go out, you know, tall, muscular guy, similar to how Yamahimi's kind of
built. Yeah.
And then we saw Artest when we covered the Lakers game.
Yes, we did.
Artest is kind of small.
Yeah, he's kind of small.
Artest looked big on TV,
but he's kind of small. Yeah, he's
right. So I kind of see like, man, I see why he did not. I would go after the fat boy in the crowd too. Right? Yeah. And then even then, it was weak. Steven Jackson did the most damage out of everybody. Jermaine O'Neal squared up
like a real dude, though. He was about that work.
Ooh, Jermaine O'Neal?
Yeah, he squared up for real.
He's on like a Brian Windhorst looking dude.
He did,
though.
But it was the technique that got me. You're right, though. The technique was right.
And
though.
Then he missed.
No, he got him. He caught him clean.
The Brian Windhorst dude?
Yeah, he caught him clean and dropped him.
If you can't knock out a short, fat guy and you're 6'9, come on now.
Look, Bryce got a lot to live up to.
Bryce held his own.
Yeah.
It wasn't like other fights. Like, he wasn't a coward. He initiated the attack. He didn't go soft and throw his helmet. You know, he's just not a soft dude, man. I like him.
It's about time for another break. We'll table this one. I like the discussion, though. We're gonna, after the break, we'll talk about Kelly Oubre. Should he have played more against the Celtics? We'll talk about that after the break. Listen to Urban Sports saying, for ages, you dig. Deuces. I was waiting for you to say it.
Every time I try to jump in, you say it simultaneously. So okay. I just don't.
My man. I
deuces.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires,
Kendrick,
the boulevard.
Kendrick Lamar's my dude. I mess with DNA. Have you heard DNA, the song?
Nah, I don't listen to rap music like that. You know that.
I know that, but you could hear it. You know,
I listen to The Truth.
The Truth?
It's a gospel rapper. Yeah, man.
He a beast? Yeah. I'm going to listen. Look, I you act like I wouldn't like listen to the joke.
Nah, I didn't okay. say, I never like, say anything. I'm just sharing with the people
like when you said
to.
The Truth, and I was like, yeah, no, he's a gospel.
He a truth. Nah, he is a gospel rapper.
Okay, it's cool. I can find some truth stuff.
Gospel hip hop.
Yeah, I'm down for it, man. I like good music, man. I'm a big fan of good music. Again, you listen to Urban Sports, seeing myself, Wally, my boy, Ray Jeezy. We'll tease out. Before the break, I mentioned Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre. Everybody remembers Kelly Oubre pushing Kelly Olynyk. And after that, his playing time went downward.
How come we didn't talk about who took an L in that? But when Bryce Harper gets punched, you know, you got like underlying motives behind the crap that you do.
No.
I noticed that, especially when it comes to the Nationals.
No, that's
because
not.
Because
it's not like that.
When the Orioles beat the Nationals,
those
two games, you were tweeting like crazy about it.
I didn't talk about it.
I ain't heard the whole lot about the 7-game losing streak they were just on.
Yeah, believe I have. I've been doing some evil.
Not on here.
No, I'm trying to stay DC based.
You talk about the Orioles.
Trying to stay DC based. That's what I've been trying to do.
Boo.
No, it's the truth, though. Do real things.
Jupiter, Florida. That's where we're going after this.
Dude, if you want to hear about the Orioles, we can talk about the Orioles.
Why not?
Bro. Not now. We can do it next week.
Why not?
No, we're talking about the Wizards.
Wait, homie.
We're talking about the Wizards.
Okay.
All right, Scott Brooks, man.
Let's do it.
Did Scott Brooks drop the ball by not playing Kelly Oubre?
Scott Brooks turned your whole season around. John Walken had that feedback for him, and it's constructive, and that's cool. But
yeah. And what feedback are you referring to? Because I didn't mention it.
Oh, I'm sorry. John Wall mentioned that Kelly Oubre should have had more playing time in the playoffs, and in that series in particular against the Celtics. And I think that's good feedback for his coach. I think Scott Brooks will definitely take that into account and maybe make some adjustments going into next season, continue to develop Kelly Oubre. But again, this coach comes in and he turns your team around. He turns you into a contender after a season where the Wizards did not look like they were even close to competing for a title.
Mm-hmm.
And based on some of the personnel moves, it's even more impressive what Scott Brooks was able to achieve, 48 wins with this team. So at this point, John Wall can share that, but it's, to me, it's not a criticism. It's just feedback on how maybe we could have done better. Well, John Wall's been doing a lot of talking. I think John Wall had such a great season that
he's himself.
Like, no, he's just like, it's time to negotiate. Clearly, the world is taking notice of what I can do, even more of the world is taking notice of what I can do. And I'm going to be a commodity on the market, making an offer. To me, he's more important than Otto. You can let Otto walk for all I care. And Otto's generating interest if you haven't heard
Yeah, I'm sure he
is. So John Wall's in a great position to negotiate, put it that way.
But I think John Wall right now should get his money any which way, by any means necessary. But again, he wants this team to build the right way before he signs a long-term deal. But I agree with John Wall when it comes to Kelly Oubre, only to the point where I feel like you go and got you to the dance. You know, Kelly Oubre has been a main contributor off your bench throughout the season, for most of the season. And just because, I guess that situation occurred, then his minutes went downward. And you don't have a strong bench. He's one of your better bench players anyway. Why not give him playing time? We watched the Boston Celtics game where, and at home, where Oubre was checking Isaiah Thomas and did a great job against him down the stretch. I just feel like if Kelly Oubre helped you get there, reward him. That's what he did.
I have another theory. I think this is less about Kelly Oubre and it's more about John Wall backtracking. Because John Wall just came out a few days before and said, our bench has always been our weakest point.
Yeah.
And that's when he...
But he still had that, though.
That's when he made the us see what the... I want to see what the Wizards are going to do personnel-wise. Mm. So, if I'm Kelly Oubre, I'm texting like, hold up, what you mean eventually?
Okay.
And John Wall like, nah, not true. You know I'm talking about Trey and Jason and, you know... See, for real, you can disrespect Trey Burke because you can. He has no argument.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the team brought in somebody to replace him.
Yeah.
They knew he wasn't the guy. Unfortunately, he should be. Mm-hmm. But whatever, that's another discussion. But to me, it's John Wall backtracking a bit and giving Kelly Oubre props. Like, nah, you my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to talk about you. I'm talking about everybody else.
That's a good point, though.
That's my thought process. Because he could have said that then.
Yeah.
Our bench has been out. We've had, you know, Kelly's been emerging. Maybe they can pick up somebody else. Nah, he didn't say that. So Kelly Oubre,
probably hit him up.
Kelly Oubre pushing folks now. He might have texted my like, hold up, Sean.
That's a good point on Twitter about the question, should Kelly Oubre got more playing time? Julie said, I don't know if the ball was dropped by Scott Brooks. But they needed fresh legs to give John Wall rest before the fourth quarter. Wall was clearly tired. My man Super Daryl on Twitter said, yeah, I think they gave up on Burke. Wait, sorry, that's something else. That's the same thing. He said, I would have played Sato. How you say his name? The point guard? Saransky?
Yeah, Saransky.
Zadaransky. Thank you. Zadaransky, Oubre, and Smith over Jennings, Bojanovic, Mahimi versus Boston.
Bojanovic, though, you gave up a
first
round pick, man. When you could have had a decent player, and you got banned from Kentucky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that, dude. On Facebook, Thomas Johnson felt that Coach Brooks didn't drop the ball. Tiff on Twitter said yes, he was pretty much better. You talking about Oubre? He was pretty much the better defender to me than all of them put together.
Yo, what do you think about the grumblings that
Oubre? Referring to Oubre,
Trevor Ariza, by the way, is going to be. Is going to give Otto some advice on going to get paid.
Trevor Ariza?
Because Trevor Ariza, remember, he got paid after his best season in Washington, and this is Otto Porter's best season.
John Wall makes you money, man. You stay in Washington.
But I think it's Scott Brooks that really hurt Otto Porter.
John Wall gets
Otto Porter was not this knockdown shooter. Whitman was the coach.
No, Otto Porter.
This offense that they ran this year that was not this garbage that Randy Whitman tried to install it the year before this fake Golden State mess.
I think Otto Porter is a good mid-range shooter. That's all work.
But he became a great long-range shooter.
This is what I do believe. No. I know. This is what I do agree with.
Sorry.
About Brooks. I think Brooks gave Otto Porter an opportunity to succeed rather compared to Randy Whitman. Randy Whitman, if things weren't going his way, he wouldn't give Otto Porter an opportunity to play through it. Brooks does. But I feel like if I'm Otto Porter, but John Wall's the one making you money. Like, John Wall finds you open all the time. If I'm Otto Porter, I'm not leaving John Wall. I'm just not leaving John Wall. It's just too much. He's brought too much to the table. Again, you're listening to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, my boy, Ray Jeezy, Will T's out. But yeah, I'm not leaving Otto. I'm not leaving John Wall. That's easy money. And we're about to go to break, so I'm going to let you finish this last statement, too.
The combination of John Wall and Coach Brooks contributed to Otto Porter's success this season. I guess I'll go ahead and agree with you to some degree. Several teams are interested in Otto Porter, according to...
And we can talk about the next...
According to freaking sources. And the Mavericks is one of them.
All right. Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI. Right, I can say DUI, right? Suspicion of DUI. His career is going downwards.
Popping pills, bro.
Whose documentary?
Listen to UGK, they say.
Go ahead, right? Whose documentary would be better, Tiger Woods or RG3? We'll discuss that for the break.
Why does it have to be RG3?
Because.
Falls from Grace?
Yes, it'd be awesome.
Michael Vick, maybe?
No, Michael Vick's not as bad as that. Just people listen to Urban Sports saying, for ages, yeah, dig.
One killed dogs, the other killed.
One's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. If my arms are wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see is a sky full of lighters. A sky.
I would have already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards fuck my world up. If I was you, I would duck or get struck like lightning fighters. Keep fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward, Had a dream, I was king, I woke up, still king. Snap games, nipples mine, put the milk king. Tell nobody else even f***ing feels me, till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the f***ing illest in this music. There is, or there ever will be. Disagree, feel free, but from now on I'm refusing to ever give up. Only thing I ever gave up's using. No more excuses, excuse me if my head is too big for this building. And pardon me if I'm a cocky f***. But you c***s are slick, poppin' s*** on how you flipped your life around. Rockers, who you c***s trying to kid? Flip, you did opposite, you stay the same. Back with the still you. I love it when I tell him shove it, cause it wasn't that long ago when Marshall sat. Busted black, busted cause he couldn't cut. Busted muster up, nothing brain fuzzy, cause he's buzzing. Woke up from that buzzing.
You listening to the Urban Sports Scene, myself, Wally, my boy, Ray Jeezy. Tiger Woods is going through a lot in life, man. A lot. If you saw that mugshot, he's definitely going through a lot.
That was ugly.
It was terrible, bro. It was terrible.
I'm with the class of people, the group of individuals that just does not believe him anymore. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately. I believe he has a book that he's promoting, and he said, this is the best I've ever felt. But clearly, if you're popping pills the way that you are, something's wrong. So I'm questioning his ability to be candid in interviews. I think with him trying to regain this mystique that he once had, this zen-like approach to life, I think he's lying to himself and everybody else. If your life is a mess, say it, man. If you need help, you know, especially in a game of golf, who was that, John Daly? How many times he left the game for, like, rehab? You know what I mean? Keep it real. Be honest. If life is a mess and you need help, so what if you're Tiger Woods? Even though you don't win anymore, just from endorsements alone, you're making $45 million a year and you don't win.
Yeah, he's been bad for a while.
He's like the male Anaconda Cova at this point, except he doesn't look good. Look at the mugshot. I just don't believe him. This is the one thing that bothers me about athletes. Now, again, I know you have to be politically correct, but it's like he's trying to create something or some type of image that's just not real. So I'm hoping I wanted him as a fan and as someone who is predominantly African American to, I wanted him to break Jack Nicklaus's record. He was well on his way. He was way beyond pace. I mean, he's well 14, ahead of pace.
He has 14.
Yeah, I know. And Nicklaus has 18, but he's had 14 for how long now?
For a while.
Everybody knew before the whole, you know, sex addiction thing came out that he was going to break that record. That not only break it, he was going to shatter it. And it's so sad to see where he is now. But as far as what we wanted to discuss, what 30 for 30 would be more intriguing to him, RG3 is not even close.
Well, who would be the more intriguing one?
Tiger, clearly.
See, this is the thing. It's crazy because initially I said RG3 because he had 1 year. He used to talk a lot and he used to be, you know, he had endorsements, but Tiger had endorsements too. But Subway. It's Tiger. But at the end of the day, you're right. Yes. Like at the end of the day, if you think about it, Tiger Woods' story would be more, would have more involved. Like you would talk about his dad, his relationship with his dad, his rise to greatness, right? Then you got the porn star situation, you know what I mean? Him and porn stars, and then his wife catching him, you know, chasing him with a golf club. I mean, there's so much involved with Tiger Woods, because he was an icon.
Intriguing.
He was a consistent icon of his sport. That's where he was going.
Well, see,
and RG3 only had 1 year. How much can you do in 1 year in terms of making an ESPN 30 for 30?
I have sources within the mental health community. Mm-hmm. I'm serious when I say that.
No, here you are.
And the word that I'm getting is that really what he's struggling with is not even necessarily physical pain. Mm-hmm. It's emotional, because his dad from such a young age forced him to do it.
Like a Michael Jackson type man?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, from 2 years old, he had golf clubs in his hand. And he never really got to live that life, which is why he went crazy. Mm-hmm. He went wild. And that happens. It reminds me of you, man. I tell people about you when you went to school and you realized nobody had to wake you up and stuff. Like, it was a new experience, you know? And, you know, it took you a while to get yourself together. I'm for real. I shared that with somebody. I'm like, you know, but he got it together eventually. But another dude I know, I'm serious. He think about how sheltered he was. He went to Stanford. His father was still very,
that's so
very
true.
Involved, micromanaging him, and it's doing crazy. I have no doubt in my mind though that at Stanford he wasn't smashing him off though.
Oh yeah, easily. Come on, bro. Easily was.
I'm talking about fist pumps everywhere.
Yeah, every
fist pumps everything.
Everything. All fist pumps everything.
you have these stories that came out about Peyton Manning. I would not be shocked if Tiger Woods has like a Bill Cosby moment.
That would be a 30 for 30. That would be an awesome 30 for
30. Tiger Woods is way more intriguing. But even though, you know, RG3 just left his wife with somebody, RG3's going to be working as a commentator at some point. He's Jay Williams.
But his 30 for 30 would be cool, though. Like, you would admit, like the rise and fall of RG3.
It might be all right.
I think it would be a good.
The rise, he had one season.
That's a good rise, but that rise was.
You talk about. Tiger Woods is like, obviously.
I get your point.
I mean, he's carrying a whole race of people. Black people started caring about golf because of
that. That is true. That is very true.
And now they still ride with him. Just like they rode with Vic, even though Vic was there wrong.
Yeah, huh? No, you're right, though.
You know what I mean? He's popping pills for a reason. It's either physical pain or emotional or a combination of both. But at least be honest about it. That's my thing. So that way you can get the help you need. And also you can allow the media and fans and the world to give you your space that you can get well again and then get back on the golf course, and then maybe you'll be the player that you once were or cut something close to it. Wow, this is a commercial, son. Anyway.
I don't think it's a commercial. I think it's a movie.
Oh.
on our Facebook page, my man.
Sorry.
Chris Couch Powell said RG3, the rise and fall happening real soon for ESPN 30 for 30. My man Kamal's with you. He's like, it's easy. He says Tiger Woods has way more involved. And basically, who is RG3 compared to Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods is more iconic. My man Solomon Tacky said Tiger, he fell from the highest mountaintop. Basically what you're saying. And my man James Jones said he would say Tiger Woods as well. So these are Eastern Shore folks. We had like two Eastern Shore folks rapping the game. What's this?
What have you told you?
Ray playing the 30 for 30 beat. Also, my man Chris Brown on our Twitter page said, Chris Brown said, he said it would be RG3. He said, my man RG3.
You gotta be kidding me. This local garbage. Y'all dudes crazy out there, man. You cannot compare the two. Both of them be watchable. Tiger Woods is going to get way more ratings than that.
I think
higher ratings.
Yeah.
Come on, now look at that mugshot.
But you wouldn't be that the mugshot is classic. I don't think it's any bigger than that. It doesn't. Again, you listen to Urban Sports here myself.
I think through the ropes, the Bernard Hopkins story is going to be the biggest one because he got knocked through the ropes in his last match.
I don't think so.
I see that a long time ago.
But I don't think it's going to be bigger than a Tiger. I don't think that'd be bigger than an RG3 story. We're talking about we had Adidas still, dog. Adidas. Remember the commercial, though? All in for week one? It don't get better than that, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead with that crap. Go ahead with that crap, man. It's about time to wrap this show up. But again, it's always a pleasure doing this sports show with Ray or Will. It's always a pleasure, always a blessing. We got big things popping, man. We got big things going down the pike. So make sure you continue to tune in and listen to the Urban Sports Scene. Ray, you want to say anything?
Peace.
All right, man. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just say deuces.
Thank you for listening.
Say deuces, bro.
Thank you for listening.
Just say deuces just once. Just say deuces. Say deuces, dog.
If you find an uglier mugshot than Tiger Woods, send it to me.
All right, man. Deuces.